The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 705, February the 21st. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room as Indy and John and Angel and Sonny and many others are already in there this morning.
Good
including
morning.
Including John, who is quoting somebody. You can also watch us if you want to. At livestream.com/freefireradio.com. Is that right there, Bad Bob?
Livestream.com/freefireradio.
Forward leaning slash.
Voyeurism at its best.
Yes, that's right. And you can see just what Linda is wearing today.
We're dressed. Can you turn on my headphones?
Can I turn up your headphones?
Yes, please. I think they're number what?
How's that?
They're number two.
How's that?
We're good. That's
that?
Good. That's
that
much
good?
Better. Yes.
That good? Okay. Hey, you know what? We're going to have a big show today.
Gosh, what am I doing?
There I go.
Moving his cheese.
A lot of things going today. We're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, who heads up the Gun Owners of America back in D.C. Wants to talk about Eric Holder and the Too Fast, Too Furious fiasco that's going on. We're also going to be talking genealogy. We're going to be talking about a number of things. But first, Bad Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. Beautiful sunrise, if you get a chance to step outside and enjoy it.
It's going to be 70 degrees today, but we're going to let Linda talk about that. And speaking of beautiful sunrises, a beautiful day.
Thank God.
Here she is.
Hello, and I hope you guys had a great President's Day yesterday. Currently 45 degrees, and today it looks like it's, like Carl said, mostly sunny day with the temperatures around 70 degrees. And mostly clear tonight with a low of 45. Yes, that was the click of putting my glasses on so I could read the finite details of a mostly sunny with a high near 70. North wind around 6 miles per hour. I don't know about you, but every now and then.
You know, when she starts like this, I start backing up. I don't know about you, but every now and then.
I used to get these in Nashville. You know, when the storm fronts would come in. Yesterday, I had a barometric pressure headache from hell. I don't know if you guys ever get those. I mean, I know people think, oh, you know, some atmospheric things affect me. Some people think it affects differently. It's like when you go into a different climate or you go into a different place.
Just the atmosphere on Earth? Is that different from where you come from?
I do come from another planet.
Yeah.
I come from the she planet. Or born with high heels. By the way, this day in history, I know many of you.
He wisely says nothing.
Yes. Bated breath here. On this day, in 1885.
Born in high heels? Is that what you said?
Yep, born in high heels.
I bet your mother's still talking about that. No wonder June looks a little strange sometimes.
Bill Cosby once did this thing about how he had kids. You know, of course he's had several kids, but he said, I came up with this one kid. Champagne glass in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Just ready to go. Well, you know, champagne, yes. Cigarette, no. But anyway. Before we go to our market, well, let's go to our market minute, and then afterwards I want to tell you about some really great history things that you want to know, some trivia about Washington Monument Day, about the Washington Monument. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo minute. Oh, my gosh, Josh, what's going on with the market minute?
Well, U.S. stock indexes are advancing as investors cheer positive news out of Greece. Euro area financing ministers approved a second bailout package for Greece, delivering 130 billion euros in aid and engineering a transfer of central bank profits. Currently, the Dow's up 1 point at 12,949, while the NASDAQ is up 1 at 2,951, and the S&P 500 is also up 1 at 1,361. Oil's up $1.31 at $104.55 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.18%. Gold's up $24.20 this morning at $1,750, while silver is up 69 cents at $33.97 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Intel's down 13 cents at $27.23, Verizon's up 16 pennies at $38.62, while GE is up 14 cents at $19.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, Josh. Thanks again. We'll have the market minute at 8:10 and 9:10.
Every day, Monday
every
through Friday,
day.
Unless it's a holiday, like President's Day.
How are you doing over there today, Carl? Nobody asked how you are.
Well, nobody ever asked how I am.
How are you doing
here.
This
I'm
morning?
I'm just right here in the middle of, you know, middle of everything going on, just trying to survive till the next
we have
commercial.
A lot of stuff that's
going
on. We have
a lot of things going on.
And we want to share with you, some personal, when things touch your lives. Yes.
Yeah, some things have happened that way. But the other things we want to talk about is if you look at the news or read the paper, you might realize that you heard it all here first on this show. You know, things that were in the news with Dolores Lucero. If she was here for an hour yesterday, she's on the news today. You talk about National Guard and what's going on with that, and then it's in the paper today. I mean, it's just there's
and,
a lot of
know,
things.
Thank you to
and this is
letters
the greatest
to the,
thing about this is
yeah.
the greatest thing about radio is that we can get things right then. And we can talk about it. You know, we're going to talk about gas prices. We're going to talk about the Euro bailout of Greece. I mean, this is not over yet, my friends. And we might want to take a look at what's happening in Greece and then start looking at what's happening in this country. We got to take a break right now. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. We're going to beat that drum. And we are back on live stream. So you can see Linda is not having a bad hair day. And I'm looking the same. Bad Bob always looks the same.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, 45 degrees here in the downtown
70 degrees today. 70 degrees
of KCNR. Yes, mostly tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low of around 45. So as you're waking up and you go to bed, kind of the same.
Oh, Linda always looks good in red. Oh, John, you know, you're just, you are so smooth.
Oh. Okay. On this day in 1885, the official dedication of the Washington Monument took place in Washington, D.C. Although the monument did not open for another 3 years, in fact, the structure took a total of 36 years to finish. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but just going down to the mall in Washington, and I'm not talking a shopping mall, okay? I'm talking about the mall.
The National
Historical Mall. Construction took place in two major phases, FYI, in 1848 and through 1856, and 1876 through 1884. The Civil War and a lack of funds caused the big delay.
Boy, let a little war that's happening all around the Capitol stop something like that.
The stone honoring the first president of the United States was designed by Robert Mills, who died in this, the year of its dedication. A major visitor attraction. Are you guys looking at me like, when are you done?
Well, no. I just have a very interesting little trivia point for you that you may
well,
not know.
You guys are both staring at me like, where's the food? Go ahead.
Here's a trivia question that may win you a bar bet. What is the cap of the Washington Monument made of? And it will surprise you.
The cap.
The very tippy top.
The tippy top.
Yeah.
Pigeon poop.
No. Well, wow. Aside from that, it's made from aluminum because at the time that it was placed on there, aluminum was one of the most expensive materials around. They had just started refining aluminum into a usable metal. So at the time, it was decided to make that cap out of aluminum because it was actually costing more than gold.
Well, you know what? And wouldn't you just know it, that the government would find the most expensive thing to put on the top? You know, we can't just blame this on Obama, even though there are a million things to blame on Obama.
Oh.
You know what? It started back in the 1860s, or maybe even earlier. Okay.
All right. I'm done with my information. Now you guys get to go. Thanks.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things here.
Hey,
there's something in the paper. I want to talk about Angela Lancaster and the Gold Street Cafe.
It's one of
they did a story in the paper. I'm really glad the paper did this. But it is.
Well, we from the day that we met, right, Carl? The day we met, because it's close to where we live, we would go down. You know, we have our special haunts that we would go to, and Gold Street Cafe is one of them. And, you know, it's tucked down there right off of Court Street. You go down to Gold Street.
Well, down by the railroad tracks.
And it's, you know, Angela owns it.
She has worked so hard.
Her buns off.
That's right. She's worked really hard through sickness, through the whole thing. That she is,
You
know what? And she hires people that she gives people chances that other people wouldn't give chances to. And, you know, it doesn't say in the paper what's going on. Well, we know what's going on, but we're respecting her privacy and what she asked us. But let me tell you something, my friends, a perfect example of bureaucratic thuggery. I can't even tell you about bureaucratic thuggery that's going on with this woman. And she has put herself out to help people. And this is the reason that she's having a problem today. I can't say any more than that. And you know what? You can try and find out. Maybe go down there. But I would recommend is you go down there and you go down and have dinner.
She's
her employees are. She cannot. I mean, they're being paid because they can't do it for free. But they're taking all that money and everything and donating it right back
to a legal fund.
To a legal fund for Angela. And you know, let me tell you something. She didn't do anything wrong. And people go about, oh, she didn't pay her taxes or anything. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. There's something else that's going on. And I wish I could say it because it's a perfect example of thugs in the government. And I can't. You know, one day I want to be king for just one day. And I'll fix this.
What will you do?
I'll fix this. I'll take every department head and I will take people that they have thugged and let them be in charge of them for a day. And I swear to God, once it happens to them, they won't do it. They'll want to support the people that are paying their overinflated salaries. That's what's going to happen. And you know what? It'll never happen. You know why? Because they just don't care. In many cases, and in this is a perfect case, they don't care. The person coming down and abusing their power doesn't care.
We just went in and found out by accident. A quick little breakfast, like, where do you want to go right now? Boom, we went down there. And, you know, again, we're not going to discuss details, but we will tell you that the feeling would be like as if somebody was cornered.
Yeah. And so we're going to go down and have dinner down there. And we recommend that everybody out there go down and have dinner at Gold's Cafe, you know, this week. going down and have dinner at Gold's Cafe. Because I tell you what, it's for a great cause. It's for a woman who gives people chances that ordinary these people would not have a chance. She works hard. She works long hours, and people that go down there and her employees are volunteering to do this. It's not like they're giving their tips back. They're donating it to this. So that tells you something about Angela.
Don't know if we can say much more besides the fact that she's just a we watched her again since Carl came back.
In 5 years.
Carl moved to Reading.
That's right. One of the first places we went to.
That cafe has been there for a very, very long time. It's a Reading institution, for crying out loud.
Well, but it hasn't been her. She's only owned it. I mean, I don't know how long she's owned it.
I think it was pretty new when she.
Yeah, but she just taken it over not too long, you know, before I came in. It was like 5 years ago.
But it's still like a landmark.
It is. Mm. And you know what? The people there are great. The people that work there are great. And Angela.
Get your blood drawn. Go have breakfast.
There
That's
you go. Or
like...
just going down there for dinner. go down there for an email. All right, we got to take a break.
Before we take a break, a shout out to the best lemon bars. Sorry, Norma. The king and queen of lemon bars, Dave and Linda. We love you guys. Thank you so much for the best.
They are really good.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
In fact, every time you come in, everybody on the staff gains a pound.
We have to hide them.
We have to hide them because...
Really?
Yeah, Mike Quinn runs over and just... He comes around. He looks like a little child.
Like a major
vacuum.
He looks
like a child because he's got powdered sugar all over his face.
We're going to take a break right back. KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Cowboy Open Party Down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We'll talk about it.
We're live Hey!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Did you hear that? That was, hey, hey.
I heard you.
I wanted to also do a shout out. Well, we've got so many things to talk about. We're going to be talking genealogy here in just a moment before Carl goes into his rant. But it's 7:25 in the morning, currently 45 degrees. Last Sunday, gosh, it was the most amazing Beethoven 7th Symphony, North State Symphony at the Cascade Theater. Oh, thank you, Doug McConnell. I mean, you know, I was on the other day, and he sponsored the symphony. I guess you can sponsor a seed, or you can sponsor. And okay, I have to share with you, I have never heard this symphony. I haven't heard, well, the 7th, there's some certain parts of it that you recognize. But I had not been to the Cascade, and I just want to say and share with all of you, it was amazing. It was from 2 to 4, so it's not like you're sitting there. It's not a snore fest. It is a fabulous, and it was a wonderful violinist who played another piece, composition. So they did a few compositions, and then they took a break, and then they did the 7th. And Kyle Pickett came out beforehand, and he tells you what happens with the history of Beethoven at that time, where he was at that stage, and the historical part of it. So it's really educational, and it was, you know, there are kids there, people dressed, they're mindful. It was really nice. So I just, a shout out. If you ever get a chance to go to the North State Symphony, hear them, especially in the Cascade, it was spectacular. But just, you know, kudos, and thank you, Doug McConnell, for sponsoring that wonderful event.
Okay.
What's in your craw? You got something in your craw.
Well, one thing. Let's just talk about a young man right here from Reading. His name is Nolan Tells. Nolan went out and he broke into a National Guardsman. You remember the National Guardsmen? They're all leaving to go to Afghanistan on tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
They're leaving tomorrow to go, and, you know, our heroes. And that leads me to another subject. But this guy, this jerk, he broke into one of the National Guardsmen's truck early Monday. Anyway, they caught him. So he goes into, okay, he had been, I can't make this up, my friends, I am reading this. He had been arrested about 2:56 a.m. Monday for burglarizing a National Guardsman's truck behind the blah, blah, blah on Hilltop. At that time, he had been released on his own recognizance related to a December arrest for stolen property. So then he went to the YMCA and stole a 2008 Honda Accord. Well, they caught the guy. So in the space of December Monday, and yesterday, three offenses, he's out walking the streets, and you wonder why the police have this funny look on their face and why the sheriff has a funny look on their face. We are turning people loose that just turn around and do crime after crime after crime.
True.
And you know what?
Stand by.
I wonder if he's in jail.
He's incarcerated.
Maybe this time he's in jail. Maybe they got him this time. But what they did was, and I saw the news, and the Reading police, one of the officers saw the stolen car, follows him back to the hotel he's staying in. He busts him and the woman he's with, who's there, who's also out on felony charges. You know? You look at all the good things people are doing to help, like the Gold Street Cafe. And by the way, the chat pack is going to Gold Street Cafe tonight.
What time?
Between 6 and 6:30, and we're going to be there too. If you want to join us down at the Gold Street Cafe, it's on Gold Street.
We need to support.
In between, you know, it's the off rough of court there. And we're going to be there tonight between 6 and 6:30 for dinner. And we invite everybody that's listening to come out and have dinner also. I don't know if we can all sit at the same table.
Oh, it's all close.
Who cares? Yeah. It's close enough in there we can all talk.
We're in the same
room.
Is
Bad Bob going to come?
I have other commitments, sir, but I will be there in spirit.
In spirit, okay. Well, I tell you what, we'll give you half the bill, and then that way your spirit is there. Or you could give me $5 to donate to the cause.
Because, that I can manage.
Okay, we'll do that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking genealogy. What you know, that's...
You know, it's something that we have explored this last year. We joined MyHeritage.com, and we're finding out more about especially my line of the family and the Colorado connection going back. We're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and find out how you, too. It's very interesting. It's part of who we are. It's our lineage. And it's a spectacular study, and we're going to be back with that information in just a minute. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street starts the trading day falling into negative territory despite a round of earnings reports that at first lifted stocks. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in negative territory, down roughly 7 points. News that Greece may be able to avoid default on its March 20th debt payment is also helping boost markets. Eurozone finance ministers agreed to a $172 plan late Monday night to bail out Greece. It requires private holders of Greek debt to take losses of 53.5% on their bonds, which is much higher than first anticipated. Anadarko's chief executive is stepping down. Jim Hackett, who's been CEO for more than 8 years, will move into a new position and become the company's executive chairman. Hackett plans to stay in the position until he retires in June of next year. Chief Operating Officer Al Walker will be his successor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pai Gow Poker, Texas Shootout, Pai Gow, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. Indulge and party in the pit on February 24th and 25th for Buck Bet Weekend. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day in the 21 pit on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome. We're buzzing away. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Jump in there.
No.
Yeah. Come on, please.
Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go into Espresso Joe's. It's in there. They've got great coffee on sale, 16 ounces for $3 for their truffle coffees, plus any type of coffee or exotic coffee beans you could possibly want. They've got it at Espresso Joe's. Not only that, but the finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state, if not the West. And also, they are local. They've been around here for 30 years. Joe and Shelley are people of integrity and honor. The people that work there are all friendly, and they support our community. And that's one of the things you ought to be looking at when you go make up your mind if you're going to get a cup of coffee.
Let's not forget about the community room. I'm sorry,
in the community room and that they have there that they offer up to people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That's right. And we like going, we really like to support Joe and Shelley. Right now, we would like to welcome two of our very special guests today. The Heritage Fair, in case you're wondering, is this weekend, Saturday, February 25th, and that is going to be at 3410 Churn Creek Road in Reading. Welcome Nancy Long and Marianne Ladd. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right. So, the Heritage Fair. Let's tell our listeners, what is the Heritage Fair? How about you, Marianne?
Well, the Heritage
Fair... Step up a little bit closer here.
The Heritage Fair is an all-day event where you can... It's open to the public. You can come and learn how to do your genealogy. We have classes from beginners to advanced. Different classes. We have, like, beginning genealogy. We have DNA. We have how to write family histories.
You can do. You're going to show them how to do family searches. When you get into this, and we've been the recipients of this from a friend of ours who went back into Linda's family back into the 1800s, and in fact, Linda's genealogy goes back into
16.
I think the daughters of the American or the American Revolution, one of those things. Mine goes back to a cave. In southern
Most
New Mexico,
men go back
southern,
to camp.
Yeah, to southern in southern New Mexico about 100 years ago. So you can do, but I don't mean to be stepping in on this, but this is really, really interesting. You know, Nancy, you were talking with us during the break, and you've traced your husband's, one of your husband's lines back to
110 AD.
110. I mean, that is, I mean, how do you do that? How can you go all the way back like that?
Well, whenever you have royalty in the family, when you get to a certain point, if there's royalty, royalty always kept records. Royalty marries royalty, and they continue to keep records. No matter what country they're from, they start bargaining, Finland, and, you know, they just kind of go back and forth through there. And
I think the hardest thing you said was that they only go by first names. Because of royalty.
King Edward... Princes, you know, yes, they only use their first name when they get back a certain amount of time, and so that's why those records are so important.
Did you know that your husband, when you started the search, that he was of royalty?
Oh, no.
Okay, so then how do you get from, and the reason I'm saying that's because so far we've gotten back to the 1600s, and how my name has changed, my maiden name changed 3 or 4 different ways. We thought it was English, but it's really German, and then we found out the town, but there had to be before that, but there is a town in Germany where that's when it started on what we can get a hold of with the heritage.com that we went to. So how did you get past that? How did you get past the 1600s or further in?
Well, luckily, there's other people that are searching the same line. If you're lucky, you know, that they've been doing the same thing. There's a lot of books. There's a lot of different directions. You just keep kind of searching and following. And if you're a natural-born snoop, it makes it a little easier. Be a detective and kind of have those ideas going on around in, you know, in your head. And you just kind of go in different ways. Marianne has a lot of Swedish And she can actually read that and understand it when she's looking at it now. She comprehends what is written, which is amazing to me. You but look at it and you're
at
like,
at least know what words I'm looking for.
Really? Wow. So, Marion, were you any, did you, can you trace yourself back to, like, Robin Hood and Maid Marian?
No.
Okay, no. All right, I was just wondering.
My line goes into Sweden and Germany, does go into England and Ireland.
But oh, gosh.
My great-grandfather was Swedish, and my great-grandmother was German. And so they married, had my grandfather, and...
I bet that was a pretty orderly house. I don't know if I could have been raised in that house. I may have been left out on a doorstep right away.
Well,
a German and a Swede?
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
I will scrub you. Oh, okay.
The Heritage Fest is this Saturday. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're gonna, a little bit more information about, love the story about how to write your family history. What a gift to leave. What a gift to do while you're alive, as well as to leave that for others.
Well, you know what is so important, and I we need to talk about it, and I hope you all do too, is identifying the photographs. I have albums that are just great. They came from my mother and my grandmother and that. I don't know who these people are. Who are these people? I mean, I know these are my grandfather's brothers and sisters, but I don't know who they are. Maybe my sister might, but it's like... but I don't think she knows all of them. But then what about beyond that? There's all these photos with not a name on it, and we have no idea who they are. Got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We're talking genealogy. We're going to be having at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, who heads up the Gun Owners of America, talking about Too Fast, Too Furious and what happened there with the Attorney General. We'll be right back.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl, in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Good morning, welcome back. Currently 45 degrees here in KCNR Studios. We're going to have a mostly sunny day today with temperatures reaching around 70 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows of 45. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Our guest today is Nancy Long and Marion Ladd, and we're talking about the Heritage Fair 2012, which is occurring this Saturday all day long. So let's go into, again, registration opens at 7:45. The opening program is 8:30. What's happening in the opening program?
It's mostly just the introduction of the speaker, of the teachers for the classes, so that you know a little bit about them, their, you know, why they're teaching that particular class.
Okay.
Some of their background.
Okay. And so does it cost to go to the Heritage Fair this Saturday?
$12.
Okay. $12 gets you in the door all day long. It's a way for you to find, get tools, really great informational tools. One of which you were talking about is how to be able to study and further find out online.
Right.
Your digital genealogy.
And DNA. What's the DNA class?
I love the DNA. That's.
Can we do DNA?
Sure.
Okay.
Come down and do your DNA.
What do you do? Take a blood test or
what? Well, you're not going to do that Saturday. He's gonna help you understand more. This particular teacher, the tool of that particular research. But DNA will help you find the area that you come from. Help you be able to put into a database your name and your information. So if there's someone else, another part of the family that's doing the same thing, you can make that connection and help each other out. There's just a lot of different directions that you can go, and I'm sure Mike's going to have a big class on the DNA. People are pretty interested in the DNA part of genealogy and where you can go. If you're at a brick wall and there's just not moving from a brick wall, go to DNA and see if that can get you over the brick wall.
Is that expensive?
It can be. It depends on how much.
If you have DNA.
How much DNA. You know, I don't know all the terminology about it, but I think it starts at like $199, and depending on
how... Well, if you're really into this, if you've reached a certain point and you're really into this, that, then you find out that your DNA and that you're related to, gosh, Barack Obama.
Well, joy for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're related to just about it, you know, you never know who you could... How about the person down the street? Wouldn't that be funny if that was like a far-removed 10th cousin or something? That's interesting.
Okay, now, tell us one more time when it's going to be, how much you get in, and the exact location.
It'll be this Saturday, February 25th, from the classes are actually from 9 to 4. It's $12 to get in, and that includes the classes, the syllabus, and a hot lunch.
Oh, very nice.
Okay. And we're on Churn Creek across from Enterprise High School.
Okay, before we go, let's talk one more time. We said this before the break, of doing your family history, how to create your family history. Give us an example.
Well, how I started was I started with myself, and I started writing everything that I remembered from the beginning all the way through, and then I would go talk to my grandparents. That's something that's very important to do. Any living relatives that you have, get them on tape or, you know, CD, and write it down. Write all their information down. It's extremely important once you start writing that down. We forget things. We write down the wrong thing. You know, it's important to start with that direction.
Is there a reason that the two of you are wearing pink today?
No, we just happen to match.
Well,
we're women. We love it.
I know where the poster says.
Poster's in pink.
I thought, well, maybe that's like a Heritage, you know, the Heritage 2012 is pink or something. So, well, almost. But anyway, yeah. So, okay, again, this Saturday, I think this is, you know, thank you so much, Marion Ladd and Nancy Long. Again, I just think that's fabulous, fascinating. And, you know, we would love to have a follow-up. We'd love to hear about the stories about after what happens on Saturday, some of the connections that maybe you come back and share with us.
Sure.
What happens?
This is something we put on every year. It's sponsored by the Family History Center, and that's in the same building, and we're open from... on Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 3, and the first and third Saturday from 10 to 2. The public is more than welcome to
and
come
it's free.
In.
And it's free. Free. And somebody will be there to
There's
help you.
There's always two or three people there to help get you going.
Amazing.
And we have 11 computers.
Wow.
Well, another thing that's really exciting is we have access to a lot of things that cost people money, and we have it access free.
Well, that's great. You know what? This is, you know, y'all come in every year and we talk about this, but this is something maybe we ought to come back in. And maybe what we ought to do is maybe do a search and talk about it and have y'all come on in and just say, hey, here's our relatives in this, and then y'all come back someday and say, well, this is what we found about you. Carl, you're right. You were in a cave.
That would be
but Linda, but
we Princess found
Linda.
You in the dwellings.
Well, we've found that a lot of people are under the misconception that the Family History Center is just for members of the Latter-day Saint Church, and it's not. It's open to anybody.
That's right. It is, and it's always. I've never thought of it as being restricted. And in fact, the Church of Latter-day Saints has one of the most extensive genealogy research bases probably
in
the world.
Yeah.
So being
thank
able to
you.
Use that, but yeah, thank you so much
That's
for coming
wonderful.
In. And so this is it's Saturday. You can get in there around 8:30. Costs $12, but that includes lunch. And that's all the it's all the classes in genealogy, DNA type, you know, talking about that, talking about how you can make your searches, how to find out where you came from and where your family came from.
And if you go to readingfamilyhistorycenter.org, you can actually see the schedule of the classes, so you can decide ahead of time what classes you want to go see.
Reading Family History
Center.org.
Is there a phone anybody could call?
222-4949.
4949. For more information.
Well, right thank on. You, ladies. Really
Marion
appreciate it.
Marion Ladd and Nancy Long. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:54 in the morning, February the 21st. 530-605-4567. Is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming video live at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in the business since 1985. Bought their business, in fact, from Jay the Yellow Cat Philosopher's parents. But if you want something sharpened, this is the place to go to. See Bob and Judy. Saws, knives, garden equipment, chainsaws, you name it, they sharpen it. They'll even make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. They are a local business. They do great work, and they support our community. That's R&B Sharpening. Give them a call at 365-1479 or stop by at 6915 East Side Road right there in Anderson. Let's go to the phones.
Morning.
Morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Glad to be back.
Hi.
How are you
Hi.
Doing?
Hey, I just wanted to call and mention the support rally held on Monday, February 27th. It starts at 1 p.m. The speakers will be at 2 p.m., but it is at the chapel on the Anselmo Vineyard grounds, Monday, February 27th, again, at starts at 1 p.m., the rally, the speakers will be at 2, but this is regarding Chapelgate, and I was hoping that we can get a lot of folks in this community out and support Reverge Anselmo and his wife regarding their issue with the county. I think that it's reasonable that we have county officials that engage in common sense discussions and that they come up with solutions that are good for this community, and well, I'm hoping that we can get a lot of folks out there.
Well, you know, I think it's a lot bigger than Anselmo. I think that when this thing started, it could have been ended 2 years ago. It's over. You know, some people say, "Oh no, it's more than that, more than a grading fee." Well, it's what it started out at, and then things that were said, and it could have been stopped, but it chose not to. But there's so many other people it impacted on. I believe in a speech the other day when they said, "Who else has had a problem?" Like 3/4 of the people there raised their hands, and there was hundreds of people there. So,
well, I totally agree,
yeah.
And we as a community deserve so much better. And I think that this rally has to do with folks in this community just really getting the word to the county officials that we want you to be better than that. We want you to sit down at the table. We want you to come up with productive ideas and just end this. This is crazy. I think an absurd amount of time and energy has been dedicated to this, and it's time to end it. There has to be productive negotiations, and that's what we want, and that's the message that we're sending.
Yeah.
So we'd love to see you there. To support Reverge and his wife, and join us at the rally on Monday.
Monday,
thank you.
And it's going to be at 1 o'clock?
It starts at 1 o'clock, so people will arrive at 1.
Okay.
The speakers will be at 2.
And it's off of Inwood Road heading up to Shingletown. So just
right.
Look at
and
the look for the Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's going to be a great day. Okay, all right. Well, you know what? Again, it's something that says... And we're not saying is that people in the county or, you know, government workers are bad people. That's not it at all. But, you know, you've got one of the supervisors who said, "I'd love to see that chapel get built." And that's, you know, Les Boss says, I mean, if you've got the supervisor saying something, then what, you know, why has it gotten to this point?
Exactly. And there are a lot of good people that work for the county, happen to know quite a few. And it's just about just saying, hey, let's not make this personal, and you can resent each other, but get it done. Just get it off the table.
Well, you know what? If you, what is it? If you eat, drink water, breathe air, or poop, it comes under that one division in Shasta County.
Everyone is affected in some way by the county.
What you're doing is very valuable here, and you know, it takes action. This is what we love about our listeners, and we love about our chat pack. People want to do things to make a difference and not just sit back with status quo and think, oh well, that doesn't affect me, because when you live in a community, everything that goes on does affect you, and really appreciate that, Ruth.
Exactly, and I think people need to stand up for small business and bring people to this county and make it successful.
You would think that would be the idea, and when
exactly.
This thing hits is that, and it's been in the paper, is that people have to ask the question, well, you know, even though you've got people going, well, he obviously wants to use that chapel to make money. No. If you'd ever talk to him or listen to him, this is for his own personal use and the personal use of his friends. I don't see anything in there about making tons of money off of a chapel. That's not what the idea was. It was just being able to build a chapel on his own property.
Exactly.
You know, and this is just, again, it's again, you know, it's something that could have been handled so easily if the county had just, you know, if the county had just, you know, 2 years ago had just talked to him.
Right. No posturing. We want you to, you know, this. He spent $20 million out there, and that should, that is.
That should,
I mean, it was a failing ranch before, and now it is, you know, now it is just a beautiful place, and it is an asset to this community.
It is. Okay, got to run. Thank you.
Bruce,
thank you so much.
That's great.
All right, take care. All right,
and that's one of the reasons that we like to do what we do, right?
That's right.
Oh, and you've been listening to KCNR Shots to Reading. We'll be right back.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Can affirmative action be discrimination? The Supreme Court will again consider the issue of race as a factor in university admissions. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
A 2003 Supreme Court ruling upheld using race as a factor in admissions to help ensure campus diversity. Now the justices are being asked to overturn that ruling and outlaw affirmative action at colleges. The court agreeing to hear the case of a white student denied a spot at the University of Texas. A federal appeals court upheld the university's admissions policy. Arguments at the high court are set for the fall. Dave.
Jared, some cancer patients will like this. The FDA has approved new suppliers to ease some critical drug shortages. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The FDA is acting to make sure two critical cancer drugs remain available despite recent shortages. The FDA granting a temporary license to a foreign manufacturer to import Lipidux into the U.S. as a replacement drug for Doxil, which is in low supply. Doxil used in treatments for ovarian and AIDS-related cancers, among others. The FDA also approving new sources of preservative-free methotrexate used to treat children with acute lymphocytic leukemia and high-dose therapy of osteosarcoma. Dave?
Mike, we're paying even more at the gas pump today, adding to record February prices. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
And Dave, since we rang in the new year, gas prices have jumped nearly 25 cents.
I think it's crazy. It's just ridiculous.
Oil prices this week have hit a nine-month high, raising the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded to $3.57, but in Queens, New York, it's pushing $4.
It's hard enough as it is in the world. They're going to raise the gas more and more and more. Pretty soon you'll be pushing your car.
Gas prices like these are usually seen closer to Memorial Day and the 4th of July. Dave?
Jennifer on Wall Street, the Dow up about 45, 5 points shy of 13,000. Some people woke up in the Midwest all shook up. A pre-dawn earthquake centered in southeast Missouri. Only a 4.0 magnitude, but it was felt in nine states. Did a little damage. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
They're angry in Afghanistan. Thousands out protesting the improper American disposal of Qurans and other materials that are religious at Bagram Air Base.
I offer my sincere apologies for any offense this may have caused.
Top U.S. Commander General John Allen. AP reports some of the holy books were discarded from a detention center because inmates were writing notes to each other inside. There's more fighting reported in Syria. Regime forces battling rebels in the city of Homs. Activists claim 16 more people were killed today. The Red Cross is urging Syria to allow a two-hour daily ceasefire so it can deliver humanitarian aid.
That really needs to happen to work up these cordons of aid which are coming from Lebanon and Turkey and perhaps Iraq itself. But without safety guaranteed for those that bring in the aid, it's very difficult to actually start that aid process.
That's Fox's Dominic Di Natale in Beirut. The countdown is on in Hollywood. The Oscars are Sunday, And all week, we're previewing key categories. Today, Best Supporting Actor and Actress.
There are five nominees in each category, and a major front runner in all of them, starting with Best Supporting Actor.
What kind of music's that?
Probably house music.
Yep. House music!
Christopher Plummer plays an elderly man coming out as gay to his son in Beginners. And even though he's the favorite to win, he's up against some veteran actors. Nick Nolte, Max von Sydow, Kenneth Branagh, and newcomer Jonah Hill. In the actress category, Octavia Spencer is expected to take it for The Help.
Y'all too scared. Think we crazy. I got splendid stories, Miss Key.
She's up against Jessica Chastain, Melissa McCarthy, Janet McTeer, and Bernice Bijo. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabal, Fox News Radio.
When is it bad to win at blackjack? When you're a wanted man, like Mateen Johnson, who won $2,500 at a casino outside Philadelphia. He had to produce an ID to cash out winnings that big, so when he did, the casino found out that Johnson was an accused drug dealer, and police arrested him. He says he was trying to win bail money. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's 2 days in a row. We haven't been able to get music in here.
Thank God we're not saying anything naughty.
Hey,
good
that's
morning.
Right. KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:05 in the morning on Tuesday, February the 21st.
It's gonna be
70
phone lines
degrees. Here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, and we're on livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, and you can get us on that way. And we are going to have a great day today.
It's going to be 70 degrees today. I'm sorry, I jumped in there mostly sunny. Mostly clear tonight with lows of 45. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. And, you know, when we talk about did it fire, you know, there's after Fox News, there's automatically supposed to, you know, computer clicks into something, and Bob was gone.
We start with our...
So there you go.
Yeah, we start with our music and our Harley roaring down the road, and this is like, you know, twice that hasn't happened here. So we got to take a look at this. That's 2 days in a row. So Bob's over there with his magic fingers looking, massaging the computer right now.
Hey, again, I want to say thank you to our friends Linda and Dave. If you weren't listening in the first hour and you're listening to this hour, thank you so much for the spectacular lemon bars of the world. They are the Academy Award.
This is
of
Dave.
Lemon bars.
Dave makes them. And you know what? I talk about Mike Quinn having sugar all over his face, but you know, it's even worse when you see Bad Bob with all this powdered sugar in a beard.
We have him locked away in the office, by the way. And so I saw him
Bob.
At the symphony, and he comes over and he goes, "Hi, I haven't biked but twice this year." I said, "Oh, please come by." So sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I had a barometric pressured migraine that just had me down on the floor. Anyway.
Which is a little strange.
Well, I'm back up today, and that's how life is. 8:07 in the morning, and let's go to our Wells Fargo moment. Josh.
Well, good morning. Stocks are moving to the positive side as markets digest the news of a second bailout for Greece. Currently, the Dow's up 42 points at 12,992, while the NASDAQ is up 10 at 2,962, and the S&P 500 is up 5 at 1,366. Oil's up $1.51 a barrel at $104.75, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.19%. Gold's up $30.76 this morning at $1,756, while silver is up 86 cents at $34.15 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's up 2 dimes at $19.48, Home Depot's up 76 cents at $47.47, and Nokia is up a dime at $5.59. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Whiteley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. Hey, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're on Park Marina Drive at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning, Monday through Friday, and they're telling us what's going on. Now, frankly, one of the things that they mentioned was that gas or oil prices up to $105. Let me tell you something. Brent's, which is a multinational predictor of where prices are going, are saying is that oil is going to go up to $125 a barrel.
Is that the highest
maybe
ever?
Maybe up to $135 a barrel. I'm not sure if that's the highest it's ever been, but here's the problem. People that are doing research, you know, gas is going up at such a, you know, at a fast rate. But one of the people that was on, one of the, you know, quote experts that was on saying, it seems like the break point for people driving is the $5 a gallon. And when it hits $5 a gallon,
that's European
people
prices.
Will stop. Well, yeah, in Europe at that point it will be $10 and $12 and $15 a
so
gallon.
So what's the highest in your history that you've ever known it to be?
I think it's like what, 4.25?
Yeah.
Some places it was higher than that, depending on what you had.
Yeah, I would submit that spike in gas prices in 2008 is what was the straw that busted the camel's back, and here we go again.
Well, you know, but when we start talking $4.60, but right now it's $4.99 in places right now in California.
Wow.
$4.99. But let's talk about this. If it's 130, it's going to go up to $135 a barrel. It's $105 now. People, and they say, well, they'll stop driving. Well, no. Things are going to impact a lot sooner than that, because what does that impact on? It impacts on your food.
Yeah, the prices of groceries.
It talk about travel. Anything you buy that has to be shipped via, that uses gas or diesel, that's going to go up. Everything that you touch practically is going to be impacted. And then, are they going to reduce the tax on gasoline?
Wonder if the price of Disneyland will go up.
Now, here's the thing: is they're using Iran as a reason. As Iran said, "Hey, we're cutting off oil to France and England." Well, England hasn't bought oil from Iran for 18 months, and France has very little. They're not going to, of course, cut off China. Iran's going to be keep shipping oil to China. So, see, that's not it. Now, United States. Gets almost 50% of the oil, 49% of the oil from Mexico and Canada. We could drive down the price on oil just by saying we're going to start opening up more fields. We're going to put that pipeline through. We could talk about, without even doing anything, drive the price down. But I don't think the president wants to do that. He has said before he wants to get these cars off the road. And you know what? He's going to get his wish. But I think he's going to get a wish. It's right here in the economy. We've got the stock market getting ready to hit 13,000 points, and you still got high unemployment. You still have millions of foreclosures. You still have millions of people out of work. All of this, and yet the stock market's going up to 13,000. Gas is. I mean, oil's going up to $105 a barrel. What's going on here? Oh, okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Larry Pratt. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America, and he wants to talk about Eric Holder and this Too Fast, Too Furious, and what's going on with that. Now, it's been going on for months, and yet we seem to have dropped out of the headlines, yet there's still over 1,000 guns that went across the border, and there were Americans killed by some of these weapons. And just where is the Attorney General in on this? Well, we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, 8:12 in the morning on February the 21st.
You have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold. Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play or your very own Legacy golf cart plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:13 in the morning. We're talking about we've been talking about a lot of things today. Anything from genealogy to gas prices to revolving doors at the jail, letting some guy out that just gets arrested three times in the space of 48 hours. What else? We talked about a restaurant right here, a cafe right here in Redding, that we need to have people come in and support because of something that's happened to this to the owner at Gold Street Cafe. That for somebody that's trying to do nice things for people, and yet the government has decided to punish her for that. That's all I can talk about right now. Mention about that. But we're going to meet tonight at around 6 o'clock. Come on down. Linda and I will be down there for dinner at the Gold Street Cafe right off on Gold Street, down there by the railroad tracks and right before Court Street. Okay, our guest today is Mr. Larry Pratt. And he is, if I have this right, Larry, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Is that correct?
You are spot on. Thanks, sir.
Well, good morning. Thanks for being on the show. I know you're back in the, I believe, in what, the D.C. area someplace.
That's correct. We lobby the Congress here at Gun Owners of America from our perch outside the Beltway.
Is that like a perch where the eagles are soaring, or is
It's more where a sniper might be, so he can keep any incoming from getting closer.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, being in Free Fire Radio, we kind of understand that.
I didn't think that would offend Free Fire Radio.
No, it doesn't offend us at all. We're more than willing to mix it up on with things. But we wanted to talk to you today about what's going on with the Attorney General. And too fast, too furious, I believe.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure enough is going on, frankly. There have been continuing investigations. There's been a couple of hearings of the House Oversight Committee, one on the Judiciary Committee. Senator Grassley, even though he's not in the majority in the Senate, has been extending his staff availability to help with the investigation that the Oversight Committee has been conducting. And for quite some time, I was really encouraged that we were going to get to the bottom of this, that there would be enough of evidence of perjury being committed under oath by the Attorney General, Eric Holder, that they would bring him up on either contempt of Congress charges, or there's even another legal device that the Congress can use. And nothing really is happening. And the last hearing, just a few weeks ago, it was kind of disturbing when Holder was told, tell us the date when you'll be able to get these documents for us that, in my words, you've been stonewalling us on. And I thought, what? What's going on? Well, I had gone to the hearing with Mike Vanderbo, who's the blogger that was one of the two that broke this thing. He writes at Sipsey Street Irregulars. And even while we were in the car on the way back, he was on the phone with sources that had been very reliable in the past that said, what you saw today was the result of John Boehner putting the kibosh on bringing to some kind of conclusion, legal definitive conclusion, hammering Holder, because Boehner has told ISA, cool it. Don't push this thing any farther. And that's just staggering. If these sources are correct, and there were four of them that told Mike Vanderbo that this is what had happened, people that work up on the Hill that had direct knowledge of what had been said. So since Vanderbo's been spot on heretofore, I've got to believe that this is unhappily very likely what's happened. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why in the world would the chief Republican in the House, Speaker of the House, take perhaps the second best tool that he might have after the unemployment rate, and that he could use against, that the Republicans could use against the president to defeat the president, and just lay it on the table and say, never mind. And the more I thought about it, the more the only plausible explanation I can extend to you is that Boehner, like too many of the Republicans, view themselves as part of the ruling class. You know, there's two classes, the ruling class and then you and I who are meant to be ruled. That's what we were born for. And when you see what Fast and Furious is all about, it's not just a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that thought up a monstrous program to put some 2,000 guns into the hands of the Mexican cartel to increase the death rate in Mexico so that they could use that as an excuse for gun control. We know that this was not a any kind of legitimate law enforcement operation, the ATF agents who became whistleblowers, to their great credit, because it took a lot of guts and they've already suffered a lot of repercussions.
I understand that some of them have been, have they been fired or moved or
they've been
chastised?
Reassigned. They've been put in rooms with no phone. They've been told to, you know, you're step and fetch it. You go get the car up to the door for me or make the coffee. Or, you know, it's been a miserable existence that these guys have had to put up with, and so far they haven't, to my knowledge, they haven't buckled. But they told these bureaucrats, these lawyers, and these political types in Washington that this is crazy. You do something like this, people are going to get killed. This is totally contrary to anything we were ever taught in academy. And in fact, we even have an email that got into the record that came from one of the management types in the ATF here in Washington to the project director, Bill Newell, in Phoenix, Arizona, saying, hey, if any of our Fast and Furious guns turned up at crime scenes, we'd like to use that as a predicate for advocating some more gun control. Good grief.
But they're ones that turned it across, though. They're the ones that went across, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, we've got to take a break here for a couple minutes here so we can stay on the air.
All right.
You know, you answered one of the questions that we had here. Does anybody really know how many weapons went across the border? You're saying over 2,000. You know, when we get back, I like to talk about maybe a little bit of a timeline on this, you know, when it started. I know that the guys on the ground were saying, this is not a good idea. This is not a good idea. And then the Mexican government not even knowing that this was happening. Was that true?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk about that and many other things. We have people calling in, too. So, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Away. Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And, of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 8:25 in the morning, February the 21st. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's, best coffee around, great prices, beans, anything you want to make coffee, and also the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley will match any price you have there on tobacco products in many, many cases and beat them on many others. Go down and take a look. They support our community. Veterans get discounts. They are great people. Our guest today, Larry Pratt, who is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. We've had Sam Paredes, who has been the director out here in California, Gun Owners of California, but this one is a little bit bigger. And Larry, welcome back to the show. And so how did you get into this one? Was this just something that the organization wanted to look at, or was there something else that really piqued you?
You mean at the very beginning when I came on to Gun Owners of America?
Well, it's not just Gun Owners of America, but no, the holder thing. Really got you going on this? Was it just that the fact that how could something like this happen in America?
I've known Mike Vanderbeau for years and years. He's the guy that writing at blogging at Sipsey Street Irregulars had gotten into contact with agents that were just absolutely desperate for word to get out that crimes were being committed, that they were being told by these Washington types to do these incredibly bizarre things, giving guns to criminals. And he finally was able to get in touch with the agents. They finally developed a trust for him. And he made no secret of it. He said, look, I don't even think there ought to be this agency. And I agree with Mike. But when he saw that these guys were complaining on a cleanupatf.org website about these atrocities that were being committed, he thought, you know, we got a common cause. And so they finally did end up working together. And then Vanderbeau made overtures to various media types, all of whom wanted to kind of grandstand it and weren't willing to guarantee the protection of the whistleblowers that weren't ready to go public, and finally ran into Cheryl Atkinson, who is a CBS investigative reporter, and she is just professional. I've had lunch with her, and I still couldn't tell you what her politics are, but she knows a good story, and she was on it. As soon as Mike gave her these leads, she followed up on them, and the day after I had appeared on Fox with Megyn Kelly, bringing this to the public for the first time on national television, the next day, and then for several days after, Atkinson ran a series exposing the Fast and Furious scandal. And that's really how it got into the public domain. But it was a guy working in his living room, Mike Vanderbeau, a fellow on disability who's able to devote a lot of time to this because of his condition, and used it very, very productively, I would say.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, it seems like it's dropped out. You know, I mean, and from what I understand, nobody's been fired. Nobody's been, I don't know, has anybody been, besides the ones that said this is wrong, nobody's really been punished on this. That they've just been one's been promoted.
The U.S. attorney was kind of a buddy of Janet Napolitano when she was governor, and then he had gone to Washington with her when she came to head up the Department of Homeland Insecurity. Then he went back out to Phoenix, and our assumption is that that was about the time they started up Fast and Furious in 2009 and took over that job as the head of the U.S. Attorney's Office there in Phoenix. And he did resign because he was clearly implicated.
Okay.
In
but he resigned.
Things that had gone on, but nobody else. Your point is actually very correct. The people that were ordering this, that were directing it from Washington, the head of the ATF at the time, people in the Justice Department, Eric Holder himself, nobody has said boo, has had any consequences fall upon them. This has been a consequence-free crime so far. And that's really staggering when you think that 300 Mexicans and two federal agents have been murdered by people using guns traced back to Fast and Furious.
Okay, we've got like a minute left here until we have a hard break, Larry, for the news. Here's the thing that I just really want to talk about after we come back from the break is the Republicans are not pursuing this at this time because of some reason. That, I mean, it's obvious that something terrible happened. And I have a feeling if the Republicans had done this, the Democrats be going for their throat at this time.
Yeah, that's the incredible thing about it. And it just seems to me that
they should be going for their throat, come to think of it. You know, if I don't care which party, because frankly, I think both of them are, if you put them into a hat and drew them out, they'd be hard to tell sometimes.
Well, murder is murder.
Murder's murder.
When you're
that's it.
Involved as an accessory.
Yeah. Hey, we've got to run now on this one. We've got a hard break, but please hang on until we get back and want to talk some more about this and what you think's going to happen.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The FBI tells Fox News it launched a review of counterterrorism training materials 5 months ago and that hundreds of documents were removed because of what it called poor taste, including the use of stereotypes about Arabs and Muslims. Polls indicate a close race to win next Tuesday's Republican presidential primary in Michigan, so the candidate who seems to have the most momentum is getting more help there.
An advisor to one of the super PACs supporting Rick Santorum tells Fox News it's pouring about $600,000 into advertising in Michigan. That's about double what the Red, White, and Blue Fund was already spending there. A hint that Santorum believes he can win in Michigan, the state where Mitt Romney was born and raised.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Mesa, Arizona. For the first time in nearly 4 years, the Dow got to 13,000, but then backed off. It's up 47 points for the day, now at 12,997. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Join the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino in presenting A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater. Join us in recognizing some amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call Maria Orozco at 242-4516.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew, why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 8:35 in the morning, February the 21st. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can jump into our chat room where you can watch us on livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. And you can watch what's happening right here in the studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and Lawn. Great haircuts, great prices, veterans get discounts, supportive of our community. But let's go back to what great haircuts they are, and taking that step back into a quieter time in your life where you could sit down, read the magazines, you know, catch up on your Guns and Ammo, National Geographic. When you watch TV, you don't have to worry about The View or Dr. Phil. You can watch NASCAR, you can watch golf or anything, but that's what's on the TV there. And you can enjoy a conversation. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today, Mr. Larry Pratt, who is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. And, you know, Larry, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, out here, you know, people think of California, they have this view in their heads of California. But when you get north of San Francisco, or north of Sacramento, really, we're a little bit different than other places in California. We have concealed carry here in our county and all the counties up here that people are allowed to exercise their rights under the Second Amendment. Because the sheriffs and the elected officials here believe in the Constitution, and they believe the fact that, hey, you know, you go through the background checks, you go through the classes, and you should be allowed to carry a weapon. We believe in taking responsibility for a lot of things, and for our lives. And when I see this happen, when I see the fact that this was an idea brewed up in somebody's turmoiled mind to move 2,000 weapons across the border, and even the gun shops are going, wait a minute, we can't sell it to these people, we can't do this, and the ATF was telling them, do it.
Right.
And yet nobody is taking responsibility except one guy who says, well, you know what, I'm resigning. No, I'm not fired, I'm resigning, and if he's got any type of benefits coming to him, I'm sure he's collecting them.
Put it in the bank.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so now here we are, the Attorney General. We know that the Attorney General probably knew about this or did know about this, and yet nobody is pursuing this. Is there anything that can happen? I mean, who is there anybody that really cares anymore?
Well, Representative Darrell Issa from Orange County, California, had been the point of the spear on this, but my concern now is that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, apparently, according to the blogger that broke this story to begin with, Mike Vanderbo, he was on the phone within minutes after the hearing and talked to ultimately four different sources that said Boehner has put the kibosh on this. And the only thing that makes sense to me as to why that might have happened is that Boehner looks at himself as part of the ruling class, as part of the government elite, you know, and he is afraid that, oh, look at what's coming out in this hearing. It's not just the doofuses at ATF headquarters that were directing this. It's the FBI. It's the Border Patrol, it's the ICE, it's the Coast Guard, the State Department, all of these different entities in the federal government, a lot of the law enforcement apparatus at the federal level, and other, you know, other agencies generally, all were involved in this thing. They all had meetings about this thing. Sometimes they even went out to Arizona and Phoenix to have meetings about Fast and Furious. And it could be that Boehner has simply concluded that, oh boy, we better calm this thing down or the legitimacy of the federal government is going to be in question.
Well, the legitimacy of the federal government in many areas is already under question. But
that's precisely what should be happening, because most of what the federal government is doing is not authorized by the Constitution. It is illegitimate, and the best thing that could happen would be for the American people to wake up and be able to see, oh, no wonder life is so difficult in the United States. We're paying for all this stuff that shouldn't be happening at all.
You know, I guess when it goes back, we have to take a break here in a couple minutes. I guess the part that I'm just really, really having problems with is that we are we're watching a program that was in this Too Fast, Too Furious. They said, oh, we're just trying to find out where the guns are going. Where we're having people write to us, and other people have said is, or maybe the whole idea was, is to put more controls on the gun shops and to make it harder to buy a weapon in the United States, instead of really going after the drug cartels. They're really doing was going after the people's right here in the United States to buy and own weapons.
Well, what we find out with Fast and Furious is that we need more control over the government, not more control over privately owned firearms. It's the government that's out of control. What a monstrous notion that it's okay to knowingly get guns into the hands of the cartel. One of the weekly briefings that was being prepared for Eric Holder, the head of the ATF at the time, Kenneth Nelson, noted that violent crime and the murder rate was going up in Mexico, coincident with the insertion of guns into Mexico from the United States. And Melson's response was, oh, that's good. That's good. Good grief.
What kind of people do we have in charge up there? You know, so what he was saying was, oh, good, that means that what we're doing is a success. We're killing people. Excuse me?
Well, you know, they're just those little brown people, those Mexicans, so it's not really that big a deal. I mean, I don't know. This is just so over the top. And for Washington to sit there and for the media, who's been there, I've been at the hearings, I know that they know what's going on. And now, initially, they weren't at the hearing. The first hearing that ICE had, it was hardly, I think, there was somebody from Univision, and that was about it. The Mexicans, naturally, would have an interest in this. But even in Mexico, there's not been that much of an uproar because they're so dependent on our foreign aid that their government has not been saying all that much. Their attorney general did call for extradition of those involved, but that was early on, and obviously nothing.
That's not going to happen. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America, and we're talking about that Too Fast, Too Furious fiasco that's worked its way all the way up to the Attorney General of the United States, yet nothing seems to be happening now. It seems like the pursuit has dropped off. And, you know, it still doesn't change the fact that hundreds and hundreds of citizens of Mexico were killed with these 2,000 or more weapons that moved across the border due to the ATF, but also two agents, two Americans that put their lives on the line every day were also killed. How many more, I wonder, of these weapons are still going to be used or being used right now? We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit.
or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Redding. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott, 8:46 in the morning.
Good morning. Like Carl said, I'm just waiting for the bong.
Okay, we've waited enough.
Okay, mostly sunny today with a temperature going to be reaching around 70 degrees, mostly clear tonight with lows around 45. Tomorrow, sunny all day with temperatures getting around 75, mostly clear tomorrow night with 40. We have a beautiful week. Only when it comes to around Saturday do we have a slight chance of showers. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Make it a great day.
Hey, guess what? Ann Coulter's coming to town, and she's going to be at Anselmo's Vineyards on March 23rd. It begins at 5 p.m., and if you want tickets to that or the dinner following, you need to call 474-5546. That's right. Ann Coulter's coming to town. She's going to be on the show early.
Limited seating. They are flying off of...
Right. And it's, and that's exactly it. They can take 200 for the book signing and the talk, and then there's like 50 for dinner. So if you want to have dinner or listen to Ann Coulter talk, speak. And I tell you what, she is just outrageously funny, and she says things that will make you just kind of like sit back in your chair and go, did she really say that about liberals?
Get a book signed.
474-5546. Okay, our guest Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. Hey, Larry, we've been talking about the Holder and this terrible fiasco that's gone on with Too Fast, Too Furious. But you're up there at the national level. Let's talk about what are gun owners should we have anything to be upset about here in this year or be worried about in this coming year?
Well, the president has been very active, as he told a group of gun control supporters under the radar. Things that he can't necessarily get through the Congress, but he's been using his administrative powers to, for instance, block the reimportation of over 800,000 rifles, Korean War vintage, World War II vintage, from Korea, with the not surprising argument that gun control advocates make. Well, I could fall into the wrong hands. Well, most of these are M1 Garands. They're about, I don't know, maybe upwards of 5 feet long and bloody heavy.
Yeah, the best one of the best military rifles ever built. But it's a rifle. It's not an assault weapon in any sense.
You're not going to carry it into a bank and use it for a stick up job because people are going to see you coming with it, and the Garand, not the carbine. Only has an 8-round clip maximum.
Yeah.
And
try to load
not
that one
exactly
quick.
An assault weapon.
Yeah.
Unless you're being shot by it, then it's certainly an assault.
Oh, yeah.
But this is just more of what you would expect. That they've banned the importation of shotguns that have accessories that are not at all critical to the functioning of the shotgun. They're semi-automatics. No matter whether they have a folding stock or whether they have other accessories on them. But if they have them on them, you can't import them. It's a kind of an administrative reenactment for those shotguns of the Clinton gun ban, because that's what the semi-auto ban, the so-called assault weapons ban, was all about. External accessories that had nothing to do with the functioning of the gun. So they've been busy folks here in Washington doing what they can. But the really good news is that there are counties around the country where sheriffs have been elected who understand that a lot of what Washington does is not authorized in the Constitution. And they're telling the FDA to leave farmers alone. They're telling the Forest Service to leave people alone that have cut trees in the forest to protect their village in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. And they told the feds that they'll arrest them if they interfere with what these folks are doing.
Well, you know what? You know, it's funny, Larry, you should say that, because we've got a bunch of them right here in Northern California. In Siskiyou County, Sheriff John Lopey is going to lead a constitutional panel.
He
in fact,
was at a conference
there you go.
That I attended last month in Las Vegas.
Right.
And it's exciting to know that, as you say, not all of California is represented by San Francisco, and a guy like Lopey is just an exciting development to have somebody like that as a sheriff telling the feds. I think he was the one that said, you're not going to block any more roads in the forest. And
well, what it was up here was it's the water grab that the Fish and Game Department is trying to do to all the farmers and ranchers so they can take the water from people that are here in our last business here in the up there in Siskiyou County, since they've shut down mining and timber, is to be able to do farming or ranching. Now they want the water for coho salmon that aren't even indigenous. So yes, people like John Lopey and these other sheriffs up here, including our sheriff Tom Basenko, are involved in this. You know, and you know, making you know, trying to fight for the rights of the people against overreaching federal government.
Well, this conference that former Sheriff Mack organized in Las Vegas had about 100 sheriffs and some police chiefs and county commissioners, but mostly sheriffs. And some of them that came, I learned subsequently, didn't really understand that they have the authority to tell somebody from the FBI, somebody from the California State Police, somebody from a city police force. It doesn't matter who it is. The sheriff is the top cop. And if he says, you're not going to do that, I don't give you permission, then if they persist, they can be arrested.
That's
the
right.
game.
That's
and
right.
When those other sheriffs that hadn't really understood that were at that conference, they had their eyes open because there were people like Lopey who spoke and other sheriffs who spoke and gave examples of what they had done to tell the feds that what you're doing is not authorized in the Constitution.
Right.
You don't have police power to do. In fact, the feds only have police power when it comes to counterfeiting, when it comes to treason, piracy. I think there was one other thing that...
well, you know, the sheriffs do have a lot of power.
Hey, that's it.
Hey, Larry, we are going to have to, because we got commercials and we need to finish up with some of us, but thank you so much for being on the show. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
At gunowners.org, we have a an email alert list that they can sign up for. It's a freebie. So just go to gunowners.org, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on in Congress.
Well, thanks a lot for being on the show, and we appreciate it. We hope it won't be the last time, so you can kind of keep us abreast of what's going on up there in Crazy Land.
Thanks for being back. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl, in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl Lindebaugh. 8:55 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a little ding, or it's a crack up to 24 inches. It makes no difference to our friend Jeff Wurst, who's the owner of Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street and have your windshield fixed. Get those little dings fixed. We had a 12-inch crack in our windshield on the Ford truck fixed over, well, like 3 years ago now, two and a half, three years ago, and you can't see it. Guarantees his work. And like I said, he's a man of integrity. That's Jeff Wurst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Again, thanks for joining us today. It's the 21st. Of February. Boy, is it flying by. Tomorrow we've got Lucky Jaswani, that is an attorney that you'll hear a lot on our station. It's a monthly segment that he has, so you want to tune in because he'll be talking on legal matters, and you can call in and get some great advice. Thursday night, On the Spot with Linda Bott, I will be live at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to have NRA instructor talking about girls and guns and classes, Ted Leidy. So don't miss that. We're going to talk about, sometimes we get a little afraid of things that we aren't aware of. So this is why it's really important to take instruction. He has all girl classes, and we're going to be talking about that Thursday night. And
tonight we're going to go down to Gold's Cafe. Gold Street Cafe. That's right, Gold Street Cafe. We're going to go down and support the owner, Angela. And Angela's, she's keeping it, she's not talking about it, but trust me, my friends. She does great things for people, and she's kind of like paying for it now because of the bureaucracy who is. And if I could have just told you how it happened, you would sit there and just, you'd have to sit down because you wouldn't believe it. When she told us, it's a good thing we were sitting down. So we're going to be at Gold Street Cafe tonight between 6 and 7. Her people, her employees are doing this. They're taking the wages they make and the tips and donating them back to this cause. This is how much they care about their boss, Angela Lancaster. So Chat Pack's going to be down there. Linda and I are going to be down there. And you can go to you can go to the Gold Street Cafe anytime this week for dinner to help pay, to help with this cause. And it's been around for a it's been around for a long time, and she's done such a great job there. She went from a waitress at Gold Street Cafe to the owner. Is that cool?
She's actually, there's a long history there as far as being in the food industry in the North State. And I think it's, it takes a, says a lot about a person who decides, you know what, I'm going to own my own cafe.
That's it. It's been there. The restaurant's been there for more than 50 years. And it's just, it's, you know what, and she's done a great job with it.
And we also want to thank the ladies that were on this morning for the Heritage Fair. Let's not forget that that is this Saturday, $12 to get in the door, starting at 8:30. And, of course, the address again is 3410 Churn Creek Road. Find out, you know, your lineage. How interesting was that? Thank you so much, gals, for joining us. And thank you for everyone for listening to KCNR 1460 and to our chat pack. I say that in one breath.
Ooh. There you go. You know, the other thing, too, is that it looks like the Dow just went over 13,000. We're going to have Eric Wickstrom on here Friday, and he's going to try and explain to us how this has happened. You know, how did we go over 13,000 and all these other things that are happening in the world? Tomorrow, like I said, Lucky Jazz Ryan, but we're also going to talk about this bailout of Greece. I mean, is this going to work? Is this something we need to be looking at for what's going to happen to us in the future if we don't get our spending under control? Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are